Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm backstage at the Fever Trot. Well, actually, we're in the little VIP area, aren't we? And I'm with the rather wonderful, who I'll let introduce themselves.
Kate Posner,
with
the director of the show.
And Naomi Wallace, I'm the writer.
Yes, and it's really exciting. I'm very excited. So, let's talk about the show. Are you excited about it?
Yeah, absolutely. We opened on Tuesday, so we've had two previews. So I'm feeling very confident and very excited about the press night this evening.
And what about you?
Well, you know, I saw the show in its earlier incarnation in the fall, and it was very good.
At your Theatre Royal, didn't you?
Yes, I did, and my director's done a brilliant job, so I'm feeling good just to be able to see it again, and I'm sure it will have grown since I saw it, so it could only... The work Katie's done could only get better.
Because you've worked in a new actor as well, haven't you?
Yes, we
since York Theatre Royal.
Yeah, Sydney Keane has taken over the parts of Shlomo in Vision 1 and Maureen in Vision 2.
Yeah.
So this is his first... debut.
What inspired you to write the work? That's a big question, isn't it? I'm really
you
sorry.
You know, the three pieces were written for three different theatre projects, but I always did envision them to be together.
Yeah.
The three visions. What inspires me? You know, I'm inspired by history, no matter how boring that sounds, but I'm very interested in war and how my taxes as an American are creatively put to work in Afghanistan and Iraq and in towards the occupation of Palestine. So, but you know what I'm really interested in is how people live within those occupations and wars and how they reach across divides and connect with each other and how love, death, etc., etc. Love and death.
Yeah.
What happens to those during war through whether through loss of due to the war or other reasons. I am just not saying.
Yeah.
This is for opening night. I can't speak properly.
Oh, no.
Our brains are not working
but
right now.
On that, you've got a lot of personal connection, haven't you? Kind of with the... You felt when you were directing.
Yes. As a...
Talk a little bit about
a young
that?
Jewish lady.
It's a young Jewish lady.
Yeah, I think I have, in the sense, obviously, the first two visions being about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. So, in that sense, I do have a connection because I do have family that are from Israel. So it's been an interesting process, but as Naomi said, the most important thing was to understand these people that are living and dealing with these everyday situations.
Yeah.
And not trying to solve anything, but just having conversations that can't happen.
Okay, well that's
brilliant. It can happen on stage.
It can happen on stage.
Come to Chicago Studios and see it.
And for more information, you can visit www.pilot-theatre.com or you can go to our Twitter account, which is http://twitter.com/pilot_theatre, and you can follow all of our audio boosts from tonight by following the hashtag FeverChart.
And just one more thing, I'd just like to say a very big hello to Marcus Roma, who's in Argentina as we speak, taking his show.
Hi, Marcus.
And Marcus, I'm so sorry that I've had no way to do an audio booth from us here, but we're wishing you loads of love and luck.
And we
miss
you.
And we miss you very much. And we're going to go and rock the West End. And
but we'll be thinking of you.
We're thinking of you, and I'm going to eat at least four salmon bagels just to make you
proud. Okay.
Bye.
Bye, ladies. Bye.